This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. The Rabbit R1 starts shipping to the first batch of U.S. buyers next week. More on that in moments, but first, Sonos is readying the release of its follow-up to 2021's Roam speaker, and it should be here in time for all your outdoor summer excursions. In the Power On newsletter this week, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says Sonos is planning a June release for the Roam 2 speaker. The first-generation Roam was Sonos' second attempt at a portable speaker with a slim, triangular build that weighs less than a pound, but produces impressive sound. According to Gurman, this version of the Roam will feature the same touch-sensitive control panel seen in some of the company's other speakers, like the Era 100. Sonos is also reportedly working on a new app to pair with its devices, starting with a Roam 2 and an upcoming set of premium headphones that are positioned as an AirPods Max rival. Those headphones will cost $450, Gurman reports, and are also expected to be released in June, a bit behind their original schedule. And companies don't need to make huge updates to their wireless earbuds across generations. Sometimes making a great set more reliable and adding features that extend their lifespan are upgrades enough. That's what Sennheiser has done for the Momentum True Wireless 4, $300. The company's fourth-generation earbuds retain the excellent sound quality I've come to expect from Sennheiser, along with rebuilt Bluetooth tech, higher-resolution sound, support for Bluetooth LE audio, and a tool for battery longevity. Check out our Momentum True Wireless 4 review at Engadget.com.
This podcast is supported by Tools & Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
The bright orange Rabbit R1 is easily one of the most memorable devices to have debuted this year, and if you were among the lucky few who were able to put in an order before the first batch sold out, yours will soon be on its way to you. According to Rabbit, the first batch of U.S. pre-orders will ship out on March 31st, Easter Sunday. It'll take a few weeks for the devices to get to their destinations, though. The company estimates the first R1 orders will be in customers' hands around April 24th. Rabbit is also hosting a pickup party in New York City on April 23rd that it says is open to all buyers, not just batch one. It plans to release more information on the party and the first deliveries next week. The company's Rabbit R1 demo, which came in parallel to CES, sparked a lot of hype and a lot more questions about the purpose of dedicated AI hardware in the era of smartphones. It's positioned as a more useful AI assistant that can go with you anywhere, powered in large part by San Francisco startup Perplexity's LLM. Co-designed by Teenage Engineering, the Rabbit R1 features a physical scroll wheel and a rotating camera, plus an adorable animated bunny that serves as its mascot. The company started taking pre-orders for the $199 Rabbit R1 back in January, and the first several batches of 10,000 devices each sold out fast. While Batch 1 starts shipping soon, buyers who got in later will still have to wait several months for theirs to arrive. Pre-orders are currently open for Batch 7. Thanks for listening to The Shout. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Cheyenne McDonald and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money?
Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.